Another story journalists are reporting from a distance is unrest in Burma. Burma is closed to foreign reporters, and as Buddhist monks take to the street to protest nearly 20 years of military rule, the Post, like many other news outlets, have based reporters in Thailand to catch whatever news slips past the filtered cell phones, emails, and blogs. Sein Nguyen is a Burmese exile and the managing editor of the Mizima News, a web-based news service in Bangkok. His site has seen an explosion in users from the exile community, eager for information and images of the pro-democracy demonstrations back home.
So they want to know. They're so excited. They think something big will happen in near future.
Do you have any way to check the accuracy of what you're reporting?
Yeah. When I get information from an email, I have to check with the telephone to call. Then I check with the neighbors so that I can verify.
That's amazing. So you get a report from somebody, you have to call around the area to make sure that report is true. That must be enormously difficult.
Sure. Very, very difficult. Sometimes we have to dial more than 20 numbers, you know, like a random call. And I have to check in yellow pages and look for the phone number to the nearest place of the demonstration so that I can ask, have you seen this? Some people don't know, or that some people, they cannot answer clearly. So it is very, very hard, but we have to do it. We don't have choice. We don't have other options. We have to do.
You're an exiled Burmese journalist. Do you feel that sense of hope, or are you more skeptical?
I'm a Burmese, and wherever I live, and my mind stay inside Burma.
No matter where you live in your mind, you're always in Burma. How long since you've really been in Burma?
I left Burma 7 years ago.
Do you expect you'll be going back soon?
I hope so. Every night, I think I will go back tomorrow. I will have a chance to go tomorrow.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Mr. Nguyen. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Sein Nguyen is the managing editor of Mizima News.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.